Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Email drivetime at rte.ie.
Now, this next story will be of particular interest to the so-called mammals, the middle-aged men in Lycra, because a new UK study says cycling can add years to your life, in particular when it comes to midlife cyclists. The research shows this form of exercise can help keep your body healthier for longer. And for more on this, we're joined now by Professor of Clinical Exercise Physiology with DCU, Niall Moynihan. Niall, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time.
Good evening, Samantha.
This study looked at people in and around the age 50 cohort and the impact of cycling on their muscle health. Why was it that particular age cohort they focused on?
Well, I mean, as we age, we know that our muscles will get smaller and they'll get weaker, and particularly if we lead an inactive lifestyle. And on average, we lose about 25% of our total muscle between the ages of 40 and 70. And that rate accelerates actually after 70. But it was also very important in this study, which they also looked at. As we age, we know that we accumulate fat within our muscle. It's called marbling. If you go to the butcher shop and you see these white streaks within your steak, that's the fat. And that accumulates within our muscle as we age. And we know that these changes in both the structure and function of the muscle are major causes of reduced mobility or mobility loss and ill health as we age. So maintaining healthy muscle, particularly after the age of 30 or so, is extremely important.
And how regularly does this study say someone needs to be cycling to benefit? Does the daily commute do the trick, or does it have to be something a bit more intense?
Well, I think the reason they did this is that a lot of people think that you don't get any improvements in muscle, in the structure or function of your muscle, with this type of aerobic type exercise, running or cycling or swimming, that you have to do resistance training. And studies would clearly indicate that you're going to increase your muscles if you lift weight. And the thing about this study was they wanted to find out, well, you know something, if you were cycling through your midlife, particularly after the age of 40, do you get the bang for your buck? Do you actually preserve your muscle, and do you reduce the fat within the muscle? We would see those changes with resistance training. And lo and behold, what they did was they took a group of individuals around 40 years of age who had been cycling around 10 miles a day. And they've been doing that cycling for around 15 years, say 12 to 15 years. They took another group of individuals who didn't exercise at all. They were sedentary. And they did fancy MRI. So no muscle biopsy. They just took an MRI. They went into the MRI unit. And with fancy software, they were able to determine the amount of fat and the amount of muscle in those who cycled around 5 to 10 miles a day and those who were inactive. And lo and behold, those who cycled, and that's basically the equivalent of cycling to and from work, those who cycled every day had stronger muscles, had more muscle mass, and had less fat. And that's very, very good, because as they now age, that's going to reduce their risk for developing many of the chronic diseases that afflict us today.
Now, I have a particular interest in this question because I injured my knee and have been recovering from that. So I've been spending a lot of time on a spin bike. What about those stationary bikes versus being out on a proper bike?
It doesn't make any difference. You're going to get the exact same effect whether you're cycling indoors or outdoors. Obviously, you will burn slightly more calories if you're exercising outdoors because of the wind resistance and the hills. Oh. But you can replicate that with spinning and high-intensity training indoors as well.
Now, you cycle a lot yourself. How often do you cycle? And what would your advice be to people? Because a lot of people, they're afraid of cycling because of things like road safety.
Look, the great thing about cycling is we can do it up to our 80s and 90s. That's the great thing about it. As we get older, obviously, a lot of musculoskeletal problems, particularly osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, and that may limit an individual's ability to exercise. But the great thing about cycling is it is weight-bearing. And you know something? You don't have to go out and buy the €2,000 bike, that's for sure. If you're starting off, and this study clearly indicates that maybe 25 to 30 minutes of cycling a day, but doing it consistently over a long period of time, will have tremendous beneficial effects. So my advice is make sure you are visible. Lights, regardless of whether it's day or evening or nighttime, lights at the front and back of your bicycle. Make sure you're wearing a high-vis vest and that your bike is in pretty good nick. It doesn't have to be an expensive bike, because you don't have to go 20, 30 kilometres. That 5 to 10 to 15 kilometres a day, but doing it consistently, okay, that's the key.
There you go, on your bike, says Niall Moyner from DCU. Thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time. We'll be back after this break.